إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Alhamdulillah, pleases me, Ikhwan, to be able to meet today with my brothers in India on this fourth day of the month of Safar, 1443 years after the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah ta'ala, bi-idhnillah, as it was advertised, we'll be reading today, bi-idhnillah, over some reflections from the ayat in Surah Ali Imran. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. Reflecting over the statement, some of the benefits from the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared, as He should be feared, and do not die except that you are Muslims. And hold fast all of you together to the rope of Allah, and do not be divided. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ And remember the ni'mah of Allah upon you, the favor of Allah upon you, as you were once enemies. And Allah brought your hearts together. And by His grace you became brothers. And surely you are upon the brink of a pit of fire, and Allah saved you from it. Thus does Allah make His ayat clear, so that you may be guided. So first, Ikhwan, and we're going to be reading, bi-idhnillah, from the words of Al-Allama Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah ta'ala. He says, في هذه الآيات الكريمة يأمر الله سبحانه وتعالى عباد المؤمنين. In these ayat, Allah commands His believing servants. Allah commands His believing servants. لأنهم هم الذين يمتثلون أوامر الله. Because the believers are those who implement the commands of Allah. The believers are those who implement the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَزْغُونَ لِنِدَائِهِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِ And they are the ones who heed His call when He says, O you who believe. When Allah says, O you who believe, who is it those who heed this call? They are the believers. So as for taqwa and the meaning of taqwa, then taqwa Allah Azza wa Jal, تكون بطاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب ما نهى عنه سبحانه وتعالى. The taqwa of Allah is by obeying Him, carrying out what He commanded, and staying away from that which he prohibited. This is the taqwa of Allah. Obeying Allah. Imtithal al-awamir. Carrying out what Allah commanded. Wajtanab an-nawahi. And staying away from that which Allah prohibited. He says, فَتَقْوَ اللَّهِ مَعْنَاهَا. So in summary, the taqwa of Allah, it means what? أَن تَفْعَلَ مَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهِ. It is that you do what Allah commanded you with. رَجَاءَ ثَوَابِهِ. Hoping for His reward. وَأَن تَتْرُكَ مَعْصِيَةَ اللَّهِ. And that you stay away from disobeying Allah, fearing His punishment. خَوْفٍ مِنْ عِقَابِهِ. And Allah says, حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Fear Allah, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Fear Allah as He should be feared. مَعْنَاهَا, its meaning is what? أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَا يَتْرُكُ شَيْئًا مَمَّا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ إِلَّا وَفَعَلَهُ. This means that a person does not leave anything from what Allah commanded, except that he does it. وَلَّا يَفْعَلَ شَيْءٍ مِمَّا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And he doesn't do anything of which Allah prohibited. But rather he stays away from everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. The virtuous companion Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he explained what it means to fear Allah as he should be feared. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he said, radiallahu anhu, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Fear Allah as He should be feared. أَن يُطَاعَ فَلَا يُعْصَى. Meaning that Allah be obeyed and not disobeyed. وَأَن يُذْكَرْ فَلَا يُنْسَى. And that He be remembered and not be forgotten. وَأَن يُشْكَرْ وَلَا يُكْفَرْ. And that He be thanked and shown thankfulness and not be shown ungratefulness. So whoever does this, ikhwan, whoever does this, then indeed they have feared Allah as he should be feared. Sheikh Fawzani goes on to say, but perhaps a person isn't able to do this. لن يستطيع أن يفعل كله. أن يفعل كل ما أمر الله لن يستطيع أن يفعل كل ما أمر الله به ولا يترك شيئا. Perhaps a person that is not able to do everything that Allah commanded without leaving off anything. وأن يجتنب كل ما نهى الله عن. Nor is he able to avoid everything, absolutely everything that Allah prohibited. So this is the reality. For this reason, أُشْكِلَتْ هَذِي الْآيَةَ عَلَى بَعْضِ الصَّحَابَةِ. This ayah was problematic for some of the companions. And for this reason, Allah sent down, subhanahu wa ta'ala, His statement, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah as far as you are able. Fear Allah as far as you are able. So this ayah served as clarification of Allah's statement, the Most High, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Fear Allah as He should be feared. فَإِذَا قَامَ الْإِنسَانُ بِمَا يَسْتَطِيعُ مِنْ فِعْلِ الْأَوَامِرِ مِنْ فِعْلِ أَوَامِرِ اللَّهِ. Therefore, if a person does what he's able to do of what Allah commanded, in leaving off that which Allah prohibited, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْفُ عَمَّا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ. Allah will then pardon what a person is unable to do. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden a soul beyond its scope. And this is from the mercy of Allah. هذا من رحمته subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the mercy of Allah upon His servants. أنه لا يكلف ما لا يطيقون. He does not place upon them that which they cannot bear. فالإنسان إذا بذل وسعه في طاعة الله عز وجل. Therefore, if a person strives diligently to obey Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَتَجَنُّبِ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْ, and they strive to avoid everything that Allah prohibited and refrain from that, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْفُ عَمَّا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُهُ الْإِنسَانِ. Then Allah will pardon what a person is unable to do. And for this reason, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَمَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. Whatever I command you with, then do it as far as you are able. And whatever I have forbidden you from, then stay away from it. فَالْأَوَامِرُ يَأْتِي الْإِنسَانُ مِنْهَا بِمَا يَسْتَطِيعُ. So a person carries the commands of Allah, carries out the commands of Allah according to his ability. A person carries out the commands of Allah in accordance to his ability. And as for the nawahi, as for the prohibitions, فَالْإِنسَانُ يَتَجَنَّبُهَا يَتَجَنَّبُهَا كُلَّهَا لِأَنَّ الْإِجْتِنَابَ سَهْلٌ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ. As for the prohibitions, then a person merely stays away from them. As refraining from something is easy. It doesn't take anything to refrain from something. You just simply don't do it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to encourage. He encourages his servants to put forth the means of having a good ending. So he continues, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except that you are Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except that you are Muslims. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِأَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَا يَمُوتُ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُسْلِمٌ مُتَمَسِّكٌ بِدِينِهِ. That the believer does not die except as being a Muslim, clinging firm to his deen. وَهَلْ الْإِنسَانُ يَمْلِكُ أَنْ يَمُوتَ مُسْلِمًا أَوْ أَنَّ هَذَا بِيَدِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Sheikh Fawzan, he says, and is this something in a person's control? That he dies as a Muslim? Or is this in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, هذا بيد الله سبحانه وتعالى. No doubt this is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person dies as a Muslim. However, the meaning of his statement subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Do not die except that you are Muslims. A meaning, أثبتوا على الإيمان وعلى الإسلام. It means remain firm upon Iman and Islam. Remain firm upon Iman and Islam. وَمَنْ ثَبَتَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَعَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ فَإِنُّهُ قَدْ فَعَلَ السَّبَبِ الَّذِي يُسَبِّبُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى يُحْسِنُ لَهُ الْخَاتِمَةَ لِأَنَّ مَنْ عَاشَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. He said, whoever remains firm upon Iman and upon Islam, then no doubt they have put forth the means. They have put forth the means which will cause Allah to give them a good ending. Because whoever lives upon a particular way, then they'll die upon that. فَهَذَا فِي حَثٌ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِنْ يَتَمَسَّكَ بِدِينِهِ. So in this is an encouragement for the Muslim to hold fast to his religion and to be patient upon that. أَنْ يَصْبِرُ عَلَيْهِ. Why? مِنْ أَجْلِ أَنْ لَا تَأْتِيهِ مَنِيَّتُهُ وَهُوَ عَلَى الْمَعَاصِ. And this is so death will not come to him while he's on disobedience. فَيُخْتَمَ لَهُ بِخَاتْمَةِ السُّوءِ. Thus, departing this life with an evil ending. And again, مَنْ عَاشَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّهُ يُخْتَمُ لَهُ بِهِ. Whoever lives upon a particular way, then 9 times out of 10, this is that which they're going to end upon, that particular way. فَمَنْ عَاشَ عَلَى الطَّاعَةِ وَمَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So whoever lives their life upon the obedience of Allah and loving Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنُّ قَدْ فَعَلَ السَّبَبِ الَّذِي يُسَبِّبُ لَهُ حُسْنُ الْخَاتِمَةِ. Then he has put forth the means that will cause him to have a good ending. And as for the one, as for the one who commits sins, وَالْمُخَالَفَاتِ disobedience, فَإِنُّ قَدْ فَعَلَ السَّبَبِ الَّذِي يُسَبِّبُ لَهُ سُوءُ الْخَاتِمَةِ. Then likewise, He has put forth those deeds and those means that will cause him to have a bad ending. فَلْيَحْذَرُ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ هَذَا. So let the Muslim be warned from this and be cautious of this. And then after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then commands in these ayat to cling firmly to his legislation and his book. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold fast to the rope of Allah جَمِيعًا, all together. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنْ نَعْتَصِمَ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. That we cling on to the rope of Allah. بِمَعْنَا نَتَمَسَّكْ بِشَرْعِ اللَّهِ. Meaning that we cling firm to shara', to his legislation and that which he legislated, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَبْلُ اللَّهِ, and the rope of Allah, it is the Qur'an. وَيُرَادُ بِهِ أَيْضًا الْإِسْلَامِ. And likewise, what is meant by the rope of Allah is Islam. وَيُرَادُ بِهِ الْأَهْدِ. And likewise, the covenant, meaning the covenant that Allah has taken from his creation, his servants. فَحَبْلُ اللَّهِ يُرَادُ بِهِ هُنَا الْإِسْلَامُ وَالْقُرْآنُ وَاتِّبَعُ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So in this ayah, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ, and hold on to the rope of Allah, what is meant by the rope of Allah is Islam and the Qur'an and following the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. All of this is the rope of Allah. The Qur'an, Islam, and likewise following the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَإِذَا تَمَسَّكَ بِهِ الْإِنسَانِ نَجَى. Therefore, if a person clings firmly to this rope, they'll be saved. They'll be saved. كَالْغَرِيكِ إِذَا كَانَ فِي لُجَّةِ الْمَاءِ وَتَمَسَّكَ بِالْحَبْلِ الَّذِي يَنْجُو بِهِ مِنْ الْغَرْقِ فَإِنُّهُ قَدْ فَعْلَ السَّبَبِ. And this is like the example of the غريق, the one who is drowning. And he's in the middle of the sea. And he holds on to a rope that was cast to him to hold on to. So if he holds on to that rope in the middle of the sea, that rope that was thrown to him, then he has put forth the means to be saved, right, from drowning. كَذَلِكَ نَحْنُ فِي حَيَاتِنَا. Likewise, us, in our life. وَفِي مُعْتَرَكَ الْفِتْنِ وَالشُّرُورِ. And while we're in the midst of trials and tribulations and evils, إِذَا تَمَسَّكْنَا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ نَجَوْنَا. If we hold on to the rope of Allah, likewise we'll be saved. We'll have salvation. And indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَإِنُّ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسِيرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever lives from among you, they will see an abundance of differing. So upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashidin al-Mahdiin. مِنْ بَعْدِ تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ. Cling to it. Cling to this sunnah. And bite down upon it with your molar teeth. وَعَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. And beware of the newly invented matters. And beware of the newly invented matters. نعم. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إنني تارك فيكم ما إن تمسكتم به لن تضلوا بعدي كتاب الله وسنتي. Indeed, I am leaving among you something which if you cling firm to it, you will not go astray after me. The book of Allah and my sunnah. This is the Hablullah. This is the Hablullah. This is the rope of Allah. And then notice how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this ayah, وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, all together. And this shows the obligation of uniting upon the book and sunnah. That we don't unite other on anything other than the book and the sunnah. We do not unite upon anything other than the book and the sunnah, but rather we unite upon the book and the sunnah. Because Allah says, وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold on to the rope of Allah, which is Islam, which is the Quran, which is found in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, جَمِيعًا, all together. Sheikh Fawzan says, وَلَاحِذُوا كَلِمَةَ جَمِيعًا. Notice Allah said جَمِيعًا, all together. For indeed Allah requests from us, أن نجتمع على كتاب الله وأن يكون لنا هو الهادي والمرشد الذي نسير عليه. Allah requests from us that we unite upon the book of Allah, and that it be for us the hadi, the guide and the instructor that we tread upon, the Quran. And know that the Quran causes the father sunnah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه. And whatever the Messenger of Allah gives you, then take it. And whatever he forbids you, then abstain from it. Shaykh Fawzan says, وَأَن نَتْرُكْ الْأَهْوَىٰ وَالْمُخَالَفَاتِ وَالْآرَاءِ. And likewise that we abandon all desires and innovations and opinions. Hold on to the book of Allah, and we abandon all desires, all innovations, all opinions. But rather we hold on to the Hablullah, the rope of Allah, Azza wa Jalla. مجتمعين all together. فجماعة المسلمين كلها مرجعها شيء واحد. So all of the Muslims, their source of return is one thing. هو كتاب الله عز وجل, which is the book of Allah عز وجل. Like we said, the book of Allah, it calls us clearly to take hold of the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And likewise, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْضَ لَكُمْ ثَلَاثًا وَيَكْرَهُ لَكُمْ ثَلَاثًا. Indeed Allah loves for you three things and he hates for you three things. يَرْضَ لَكُمْ أَن تَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. He is pleased with you that you worship him alone and do not associate anything of partners with him. وَأَن تَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And that you all hold on to the rope of Allah together and do not be divided. وَنْتُنَاسِحُ مَنْ وَلَّاهُ اللَّهُ أَمْرَكُمْ. And that you give advice to the one who Allah placed in authority over you. وَيَكْرَهُ لَكُمْ ثَلَاثًا. And he hates for you three things. And قِيلَ وَالْقَالِ. He said, she said, meaning gossip. كَثَرَةُ السُّؤَالِ. And abundance of questioning. وَإِضَاعَةُ الْمَالِ. And squandering wealth, meaning wasting money. So in these three matters, so these are the three matters which Allah hates for us. And as for a statement, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أن تعبدوه ولا تشركوا به شيئا, that you worship Allah, meaning the things that He's pleased for, that Allah is pleased for us with, that you worship Allah and do not associate partners with Him, هذا فيه إصلاح العقيدة من الشركيات والبدع والخرافات. This proves the obligation of rectifying the aqeedah from the affairs of shirk, from the affairs of innovation, from the affairs of superstitions, ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان, which Allah has not sent down any authority for. Now, and you are being a Hindu in India, then how many khurafats do you find in India? How many shirkiyat and bid'ah do you find there? It's an abundance. Look how you may have some individuals going to the graves of those who they claim to be awliya, they claim to be righteous. And you find people, yad'unahum min dunillah, supplicating to these individuals. But even that those people can bring them some naf' or dar. And this is shirk, akbar. This is major shirk, mukhraj min al-millah. Because du'a is ibadah. As the Prophet said, ad-du'a'uhu al-ibadah. Dua is worship. وَصَرْفُ الْعِبَادِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ شِرْكِ. And to direct any worship to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shirk. To direct any worship to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shirk. So you find different khurafat and bid'ah and shirkiyat among you. So you have to be warned from these matters. And you must give importance to making islah al-aqeedah. Islah of the aqeedah. Rectifying the aqeedah. And at the head of the aqeedah is tawheed. singling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out in our worship, and warning from shirkiyat, and all of their forms and all of their manifestations. Shaykh Salih Fawzani continues, he says, لا يكون هناك مناهج غير الكتاب والسنة. There shouldn't be any methodologies besides the book and the sunnah. لا يكون لنا طرق لا يكون لنا متبعون غير الكتاب والسنة. We should not have any paths other than the book and the sunnah. Allah mentions, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولُ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O you who believe, obey Allah, obey His Messenger and those in authority among you. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. And if you differ in anything, then return it to Allah and His Messenger. If you truly believe in Allah on the last day, that is indeed better for you and more suitable for final outcome. So return back to the book of Allah and turning back to the messenger, meaning returning back to his sunnah. Returning to him during his lifetime and returning to his sunnah after his death, alayhi salatu wassalam. نَرْجِعْ إِلَيْهِمَا وَنَصْدُرْ عَنْهُمَا. We return to the book of the sunnah, and we make it the source for all of our statements and our actions and our beliefs. وَهَذَا ضَمَانٌ مِنْ اِخْتِلَافُ التَّفَرُّقِ. And in reality, this is what will guarantee that we won't fall into differing and dividing. أَمَّا إِذَا أَحْدَثْنَا مَنَاهَجْ وَطُرُقًا. But if we introduce methodologies and paths and ways, مُخَالَفَةً لِلْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ, in opposition to the book and the sunnah, فَإِنَّنَا نَهْلِكِ, then we'll be destroyed. We'll be destroyed. So clinging to the book and the sunnah, clinging to the book and the sunnah is not differing. That's unity. But innovating methodologies, innovating paths, innovating ways, slogans, and other than that, in opposition to the book and the sunnah, and this is from the path of division. This is from the path of division. And this is from the path of destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلْ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And indeed, this is my straight path, so follow it. And do not follow the other paths. For it will separate you from His path, meaning the path of Allah. This is what Allah counsels you with, and perhaps you will attain taqwa. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he drew a straight line of the earth. خَطَّ مُسْتَقِيمًا. And then, on the right and left of that straight line, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he drew crooked lines. And he said, regarding that straight line, هَذَا سَبِيلُ اللَّهِ, this is the path of Allah, straight path. And he said, he said about those crooked paths, these are the other paths. These are the other paths. وَعَلَى كُلِّ سَبِيلٍ مِنْهَا الشَّيْطَانُ يَدْعُو النَّاسَ إِلَيْهَا. And there's a devil calling to each of those crooked paths. And there's a devil, a shaytan, on each of those crooked paths, calling to those paths. هذا توضيح من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this, here is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم clarifying these ayat in the clearest way, demonstrating for the Sahaba. This straight line, this is the path of Allah. These crooked lines, these are the other paths with the shayateen they call to. Sheikh Fawzani says, هذا بيان واضح أن من ترك الاعتصام بكتاب الله. This is the clearest example that whoever abandons clinging to the book of Allah, then he will go with those other paths. He will go with the shayateen. فَإِنُّ يَذْهَبْ عَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. He will go with the devils. And he will go with those crooked paths. Those paths, they don't lead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ عَدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And remember the favor of Allah upon you. When you were once enemies, and Allah, he united your hearts, he brought your hearts together. And by his grace, you became brothers. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَى حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ. And you were upon the brink of a pit of a hellfire, of the hellfire. And Allah saved you from that. So there's a qissa tawila behind this ayat here. There's a long story behind this verse, this particular part of the verse. And we'll just summarize it for the sake of time. As Sheikh Fawzani clarifies here, as mentioned by Ibn Kathir in his tafsir and others, that a man from the Yahud, he came to the Ansar. And of course, the Ansar, they were made up of the two tribes, Al-Aws wal-Khazraj, Al-Medina. And before the Prophet ﷺ was sent to them, they had long-standing rivalry, conflict and strife, and even wars that went on for 100 years, Harb al-Bu'ath and the likes. So when the Prophet ﷺ came to them, they embraced Islam. And Allah united between their hearts. Allah united between their hearts. The Aws and the Khazraj, who were the Ansar, who became the Ansar. And by Allah's favor, they became brothers. They became brothers in Islam. So this Yahudi, this man from the Jews, he came to them and he began to remind them of the matters of conflict and strife and rivalry that they had between them in Al-Jahiliyyah. Reminding him of this and the different slogans that they said and things like that. Up until anger arose between them, between the Aws and Khazraj. And some of them began to again mention some pre-Islamic slogans. So the Prophet ﷺ reached them and he said, أَبِدَعْوَ الْجَاهِلِيَّ وَأَنَا بَيْنَ أَظْهُرِكُمْ. Do you call out with the slogans of the times of pre-Islamic ignorance while I'm among you? Prophet ﷺ rebuked that from them. Do you call out with the slogans of the times of pre-Islamic ignorance while I'm among you? And then Allah sent down these ayat. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ عَدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. Allah sent down those ayat that you've heard. Oh, you believe for Allah, you should be afraid, do not die except as Muslims. And hold on to the rope of Allah together and not be different. And do not differ among yourselves. Remember the favor of Allah upon you when you once were enemies and Allah brought your hearts together. And by His grace, you became brothers. Thus does Allah make His ayat clear to you so you may be guided. So Allah sent down those ayat. So after that, that which they felt inside of them, alhamdulillah, it left them. That hatred and that enmity that arose once again after these ayat were revealed and they were admonished, that left them. Wallah alhamd. And they gave greetings to one another and they hugged one another to the end of the story of why these ayat they were revealed. But the point here, ikhwan, is Sheikh Salih Fawzan, he mentions that the enemies of Islam, they strive hard to bring division between those who they see adhering to the Quran and Sunnah. The enemies of Islam, they seek to bring division to those Muslims who they see adhering to the Quran and Sunnah and being united upon that and loving one another. And they'll do whatever they can to sow discord among the Muslimin, especially those who cling to Quran and Sunnah and the manhaj of the Salaf al-Salih. So with this, ikhwan, beware of letting the shaytan come in between you or cause differing among you based upon your backgrounds, based upon your tribes, based upon what it may have been between your forefathers. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you all the favor of Islam, bestowed upon you the favor of Islam, the favor of Sunnah, and the favor of Salafiyya, don't let shaytan come between you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you brothers upon this aqeedah and upon this manhaj. So be warned of that ikhtilaf, ya akhwan. And make tamassuk bil kitab wa sunnah. Adhere to the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The methodology of the Salaf al-Salih, the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the tabi'een, atba' al-tabi'een. Now, listen to the advices of the ulama of Ahl sunnah wal jama'ah. We turn to them in the affairs of nawazil, the affairs of those major affairs that concern the Muslimin, that come down in times of tribulation, and those affairs that concern the Muslimin, we turn back to Ahl ilm, the scholars of sunnah. Alhamdulillah, there's still plenty in our time, walillah alhamd, from the likes of Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan and Sheikh Luhaydan, Sheikh Rabi' bin Hadi al-Madkhali, Sheikh Ubaid bin Abdullah al-Jabri, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, Sheikh Ali bin Nasir al-Faqihi, Hafidhuhum Allahu jami'an. Naam. And with this, ikhwan, hadha ma tayassar, this was that which was easy to present from some of the reflections over this tremendous ayat in Surah Ali Imran. And with that, inshallah ta'ala, we'll end. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.